Arminin. We do not say the svara of hein hein eide yichud, hein hein eide bia, that these edim that saw they were alone together, it's as if we have edim to say they live together. That svara we do not say. So therefore there are no edim here that they live together, therefore they do not need a second get. Ube silu sarva visil holds, yes, Arminin, we say this svara. Hein hein eide yichud, hein hein eide bia. That's why this whole says we have to have a get here. But umoidim, they both agree, vadev and isgarshim and erosin, that if they gave a get after erosin, to lo yamrim, then we do not say the svar of hein hein eide yichud, hein hein eide bia. Then we do not say like for sure they lived together, even though we know they were alone together. Mefnei shein liba gaspo, since they did not have nusun, they did not live together before, they weren't that close. Therefore, just the fact that we see them alone together is no proof to say that they live together. Therefore, we say they did not marry a second time, therefore they did not need a get. But the pshat of here, why according to Beis Hillel they do need a second get, is not that there's an eid echod, but it's considered like we have two eidim. We say there's new svar of hein hein eide yichud, hein hein eide bia. Now the Gemara says like this. Omer Rav Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marso, Mishmei de Rav, in the name of Rav, Ha Mekadesh b'Eid Echod, if somebody makes his Kedushin in front of one Eid, there are no two Eidim, only one Eid, so he says, Allah is Ein Choshishin LeKedusha. We say the Kedushin is no good, you have to have Kedushin in front of two Eidim, and Eid Echod means nothing. And V'yafilu Shneihem Eidim, even if both the Chosn and the Kala admit, agree that they made the Maisa Kedushin, since there's only one Eid Echad there, the Kedushin is no good. Omar Rabba Bar Rafuna Ha Mekadesh B'Eid Echad. So he says, what's the loch if somebody makes his Kedushin in front of one Eid? So he says that the Beidin of Rabba Amri, the Bezin of Rabba said, Ein Cheshashin L'Kedushav. His Bedinu Rabbim is the Bezdin, the big Bezdin, they said, Ein Choshen Kedushav. Now the Gemara says, Man Bedinu Rabbah. What do you mean to say a Bedinu Rabbah, a big Bezdin? Who's the Bedinu Rabbah? So Gemara says, Rav, he meant to say Rav. Rav holds the Kedushin is no good. Vika di Amri, some say, it was like this, the Memru, that Omar Rabbah, Bar Rafuna, Omar Rav, he said over the name of Rav right away. Said Hamakadish be Eidechod, if somebody makes his Kedushin in front of an Eidechod. So what's the locho? Beidina Rab Amri, the big Bezdin, says, Ein Cheshishin LeKedusha. We do not have to be afraid of his Kedushin. His Kedusha means nothing. Now the Gemara says, Man Beidina Rab. Who is this Beidina Rab? So Gemara says, Rav, Rebbe, it's Rebbe. So the Shalom was, the Beidina Rab was Rav, or was it Rebbe? Now the Gemara asks, Mosiv Rav Achtavoy, Bar Ami, it says Aloha, Shnayim Shabo Mimdina Sayom, if two people come back from over the sea, V'isha Imohim, and there's a lady with them, so really there are three people coming back now, V'chavila Imohim, there's a bundle with them, some merchandise to have with them. Now, Ze Oimer, one man says, Ze Ishti, this lady is my wife, the Ze'avdi, and this other man is my Eved. The Ze'chavilosi, this bundle belongs to me. That's what one person says. The Ze'oimer, the other man says, no, Zu Ishti, this lady is my wife. The Ze'avdi, and this other person is my Eved. The Zu'chavilosi, and this bundle belongs to me. That's what the other person says. So it's machlokes. Now the lady, what does she say? The Ishoi Neris, and the lady says, Elu shnei avodai. These two men are my avodim. They both belong to me. They're both my avodim. Both my slaves. The chavila shali, and this bundle belongs to me. So it's a three-way machlokes. What's going on here? So Gemara says, Alochris tzricha shnei gitin. She has to receive two gets. If she wants to get married to somebody else, she has to receive two gitin, one from each man. The goyva ksubosa min hachavila. And if she does receive two gitin, then we say she has the right to receive her ksuba, and therefore this chavila, this bundle belongs to her, at least as much as the ksuba is worth, she could take from this bundle. And Lagrashi says, for the ksuba mamanashach, any one of the three ways, she deserves to keep this chavila at least as much as a ksubris. Now the Gemara says, Hechidomi, what is the case, how was the case that we're talking about here? Idi Islay Sadi Lahay, if this man has Eidim to say it's his wife and the other Rebbe belongs to him, Vi Islay Sadi Lahay, if the other person has to wait, like he's saying, if so, Mima to Omri, can she have the right to say, Elu Shnei Avodai, V'chavilo Shali, how could that be part of the doubt? If they both have two Eidim, so one of those two Eidim is telling the truth? Either this one married her, or the other one married her. But for sure, they're both not her Avodim. Elolav, aren't we talking about over here? The Eidechot. We're talking about, no, each one only has one Eidechot. Therefore, an Eidechot, like, means nothing, since the other one is Machash, goes against him. And this, the Gemara is the question, but Tisbro, could that be a good Svar? Are we talking about there's an Eidechot over here? And then you want to tell me that an Eidechot means something, the Kedushin is called a good Kedushin. For the Gemara, no, anyway, can't be talking about an Eidechot. Because Eidechot bihachosho, mi mehemen. If somebody argues against the Eidechot, do we believe the Eidechot? We know Eidechot bihachosho means nothing. It's like Rashi explains, like even if she wouldn't come and be machish, still an Eidechot means nothing. We can't take away money because of an Eidechot. So can't be talking about an Eidechot there anyway. Elo, the Gemara says like this, Lemishra liyalma, that she should be mutter to the rest of the world, to kuliyalma lay pliga dishari. For sure, she's mutter. That's no question over here. Because since, let's say, there's only an Eidechot, they're only what they themselves are saying, so since there's an Eidechot bachosh, each one is saying something else, we don't believe either one of them. Therefore, as far as we're concerned, she's not married to either one of them. Therefore, she can get married to whoever she wants. V'hochos, what are we talking about over here then? V'hochichom, this is what we're talking about over here. Tzricha shnei gittin, k'dei ligvois k'subosim min achavila. That means, if she wants to receive her k'suba, that's the locher she received to gittin. So Rashi says, k'dei ligvois k'subosim min achavila k'loima. L'yoy lo machavila menachas atshiyovi Eliyahu. Really, this bundle is here. We do not know who it belongs to. It should remain in one place until Eliyahu Hanavi comes. Elim came nosnu lo shneim get. That's the way it should be. Unless these two men give her a get by their own. So now we see, since they're both giving her a get, like they held that they were married to her. Therefore, according to what they're saying, she deserves to receive her ksuba. Therefore, she is saying that the chavil of this bundle belongs to her. And they're also admitting that they have to give her a ksuba. So therefore, we say the value of the ksuba, she has a right to take it from this bundle. That's what it means to say. But true, if they on their own do not come to give her a get, she does not have to receive a get. Because really, she's not also, because these two are machish, they're going against one the other, we don't believe either one of them. Now the Gemara says, and really Rabbi Meihi, this goes according to Rabbi Meihi Shita, the Yoma that says, Metaltali Mishtabdi L'Ksuba, that she has the right to collect her ksuba from Metaltalim. Not only is carcass property mishubah to the ksuba, but even metaltum, things, utensils, like here, this chavil, this bundle, is also mishubah for the ksuba. Rakopon, now the Gemara says, my heavy law, what's the maskana, what do we come out with? If you mekadesh in front of an eidechot, does it mean anything or not? So Gemara says, Rav Kana Omar ain choshesh in the kedushah. He holds no, if you make the kedushah in front of an eidechot, it means nothing, you're not choshesh for the kedushah. Rav Papa says, Choshesh in the Kedushim. Yes, you are Choshesh in the Kedushim. Oh, Malay Rav Asher, the Rav Kana. So Rashi says, Rav Kana, my daitcha, what's your reasoning? Like, what do you want to say? You have to have two Eidim. What do you say in Eidechot? It means nothing. The Alpha is Dovah Dovah Mimaman. Because you learn out, Dovah says, Al Pishnai Meidim Yokum Dover. And it says it also by Erva, the Loch of Dover. So if you're learning out Erva, that just like by Mammon you have to have two Eidim, here also by Erva also, anything to do with Ishus, with man to his wife, also you always have to have two Eidim. Therefore, if you make the Gedushin in front of one Eidechot, it means nothing. Sigmar asks, if you learn it out from Mammon, if so, Ima Lahalan Hoidois Badin, Kimei Eidim Dami, maybe just like by Mammon, if you admit that you owe somebody money, we believe you like two Eidim, that's called Hoidoyas Balbin Iskime Eidim Dami, when you yourself admit, we believe you like two Eidim, so maybe Afkan Hoidoyas Balbin Kime Eidim Dami, Maybe here also, if the Chosin and the Kala both admit to us that they were married, so even if it's not in front of two Edim, maybe that alone enough should be like we have Edim. Just like by moment when you admit your Haidor is like two Edim, see here also, if the Chosin and the Kala get married between themselves, also we should say a Svara, that since they both admit it, that's like there are like Edim there. So Mar says no, Omalei gets it back, in a case when you're admitting that you owe somebody money, there's not a chav, you're not making it bad for anybody else. It's only bad for yourself. But as far as anybody else goes, you're only saying that you owe him money. So therefore, since you're not making it bad for somebody else, therefore you're believed when you say that you owe that person money. But I'll tell you, hoch over here, when you both admit that you got married, the chosin and the kala, you're still making a chav for the other kraven. You're making a chav for your sisters, for your brother, the kinin to marry. So since it's a chav for somebody else, here we do not have the svara of Eidoyis Badim Kemedim Dami. Therefore we say you have to have Badafka to Edim. Therefore a kedushin in front of one Eidechad means nothing. Because we learn now, Dov Adov Mimomim, you have to have two Edim by Erva. Mazutrov Rav Ada Sabo Bnei de Rav Mori Bar Isa Polig Nechsayu Padi Adodi. These were two brothers here, and they divided up the property. They made the Yashin, the father, Mistoma, and they divided up the property between the two of them. So they made their own chaluka. So also the came with Ravashi. They came in front of Ravashi. Omrule, they said like this: that the Torah says Al Pi Shnayi made them Omer Rachmona. You have to have two edim when you do something in money matters. So what does the Torah mean? Do you know why you have to have two edim in order that they should not retract and like disagree? So you have to have two edim for the proof of the matter, what happened. The Yanan lehadri, but us out with two brothers, we're close brothers, for sure we will not be chayzer, we will not retract what we're doing. So therefore, since we divided it up, even though it was done between ourselves, not in front of two edim, maybe that's enough. That's called a good chaluka. Or Dilma, maybe leimikaimi milsa elabesadi. No, anything you do with money matters. Any type of a kinyan could only be done in front of two edim. If you do not have two edim, v'etzumikaim the dover, maybe the kinyan will not take place. That's his halach. That's his shaila. When you make kinyonim, do you have to have two edim there or not? Om Aluhu, he answered back, you should know, Lo Ivru Sahadi Elo Lashakri. Edim were only created for liars. In other words, in a case like this, when you're making your Maisa Kinyan, your Kinyan helps. If two brothers want to divide up their property, when they make the Chalukah between themselves, that's called a good Chalukah. There's Aloch, you should do it in front of two Edim, only that people should not come to lie later. To say he did it, he didn't do it, we should have proof. But if you're not afraid they'll come to lie later, then the kinyan could be done even without Aden. Marshenkin by Kedushin, there it's a Dover Shebe'erva, on a Dover Shebe'erva, it has to do with Ishis, man and wife, that's a special Gzeres HaKosev, there you always have to have two Aden for the kinyonim. Omar Abaye said, Omar Le Eidechot, if an Eidechot tells you, Ochalta Chalef, that you ate Chalef, and Eidechot comes to you and tells you, no, I know the way you ate Chalef, and therefore, since you were shogeg, you have to bring a korban. V'haloi shoysik, and this other person just keeps quiet. The locher is nemon. We believe the eidechon, and therefore the locher is this person has a chiyah to bring a korban. V'tana tunu, we also learn like this. O maloi eidechon achal to chalev. If an eidechon tells somebody, we know, I saw you eat chalev, v'haloi oimen, the person answers back and says, loy achalti, no, I did not eat chalev, I disagree with you. So Potter, in such a case, Allah is his Potter, he does not have to bring the korban. But the point of the diik is, time with the omar loy, only because he went to argue and said, no, I did not eat the chalif. Ho ishtik, mashmif, he only would have kept quiet. Mehemon, then we would believe the eidechod in order to be mechayiv you a korban, and it would not be called chulun biyazara, but it's called you have a chiyiv korban. So in other words, an eidechod, when the Prabal Dover is shosak, we believe the Eidechon. The Yom Rabbi Abaye says also the Locher is, Omaloi Eidechon nit mutar rasecha. For an Eidechon tells you, Shino, I saw the way your Tyrus, whatever it is, Truma, Kachim, it became Tomei. I saw your Truma became tummy. Nit mutar vasecha. Valoy shoystik, the other one keeps quiet. So locher is nemun, again we believe the yedechot, and we say now that the tyrus is tummy, and you're not allowed to eat it when you're tore. For time and tuna, I bring you a proof like this also, that it says clearly, eidechot oimen nitumo. If an eidechot says, you became tummy. For halay oimen, the other one says, lo nitumo. No, it did not become tummy. So potter, in such a case, you potter. This question, eidechot says, you are metamus, you have to pay the person for the damage that you did. And you said, no, I did not do it, so you potter. Time with the yom aloy. Why don't we believe the eidechot? Because you are machesh. You say the opposite. You say, no, you did not make a tummy. Ho'ishtik mashma, if you would have kept quiet, mehemon, then we would believe the Eidechon when he says that you were metamis something, that you are tyrus a tummy, then we would believe the Eidechon. The halacha of Eidechon nemen bisum. These are two cases so far. Now, v'yomer Abaye, Abaye says even the third case. Om Rabbi, what's going to be Om Aloy Eidechon? If an Eidechon tells you